had the recovery on a Monday. How do you feel?
I'm pretty sore this morning, but it's a good thing. It's something you miss when you're not in it, and it's funny. I asked my dad. I was talking to my dad. He's like, "Well, are you sore?" I said, "Yeah." And he's like, "Well, that's a good thing. It's one of the things I miss, you know, being sore after a game, feeling like you've done something." So, feels good to be in here after a win. Well. The reality of it was I probably got 10 reps at the left guard position. So going back to the right spot was a place where I felt comfortable, and luckily we're able to have a lot of guys who can do multiple pieces, like Cody and Brad and, you know, Tom, whoever it may be. We got guys who can fill in.
Foxy said that he was surprised you played as many snaps as you did. Was there plan there for, would he trust you to tell him if you were gassed?
I think there was like a couple side bets going there in the locker room to see how long the big guy was going to last, and because I could barely make it through practice. It was hot this week. I just, you know, you got to find a way to bring it when you're in the game like that, and luckily we got guys around us and around me who can pump me up.
Kyle, that was just from a conditioning standpoint?
It's just a football shape thing.
How well did you play when you looked at it?
We just watched the film. There's a lot of stuff that I'm not very happy with from a personal standpoint. But luckily we got some really freaking good players out there who can make plays. And, we got a short week to shore up the things that we need to get fixed and try to get out here and get another win.
You know how hard it is to win this city and how it can be a challenge to get there on the team basis. When you have a win like yesterday where you can identify flaws readily, how do you process it? How do you take the highs while acknowledging the things that need to be improved on? Make sure you put it in the proper lane.
Win or loss, you're still going to have things that you need to get corrected. There's still things that need to be said. There's issues that need to be addressed. The only thing that changes is we get a number in the left column there as opposed to the right, and that's always a good thing. So I guess presenting those issues in a group setting is less painful after a win than, you know, we can laugh about it and fix it and move on.
Foxy always said it's crisis or carnival on Mondays after NFL games. What do you like most about the carnival?
I like getting in here in the morning and getting a good lift and workout with the guys and getting to flush out some of the soreness and then getting to watch it together and put some closure on it. And you know that when you leave the facility today, the next thing you're looking at on your iPad is the Green Bay Packers.
What's the challenge of running when you're passing the game as an explosive, when everybody in the building knows that you're driving off the football? Do you like that challenge as an offensive line? Balance your best friend there.
I like to run the ball. I like to be part of a team that runs the ball, and I've said that before here. And I feel like when we have the most success as a Chicago Bears offense is when we're running the ball well. And luckily, we have really good players back there who can carry the ball. And Dal does a good job putting us in position to run the ball well.
How exciting was it to see Jordan back looking like he did last
year? Yeah, I mean, Jordan's a stud. That seems to be what we have come to expect from him on a daily basis. And now you add Tariq in there, and there's a lot of things that this offense can do and a lot of facets. And I think we're just starting to see the complexity of this offense.
You know, there hasn't been a 1-2 punch like you have right now since you've been here in terms of two guys that do different things at the running backs. What kind of potential do those two guys have, do you think, if they continue working together like that?
I mean, obviously, you guys see what I see. Just two guys with two different styles of playing, but both come from a very tough running style of football. Wherever they learned how to play the game, they taught them the right way to do it. And they're great guys to have in the locker room, too, and they're great motivators in the huddle.
What was your vantage point on Tariq's last run of the game, which could have been the game winner? You held your block for a couple seconds, but then he's up the gate on the backside.
Yeah, we had just a backside scoop, backside block there, and so we were blocking to the left, and he ended up bending it. I think there was a really good block by Bellamy on that. That sprung him, and you know, blocking is so important, but blocking at the second level is equally and if not more important. You see what a guy like Ryan Shazier can do to a running game, although we had 200 plus yards our hats off to him. He jumps off the film every play that we're watching. So in order to have a successful running game, you need to be able to neutralize the defensive front, second and third level.
When did Tariq first catch your attention at any point after he got here where you said, "Oh, man,
this is something"? His opening interview, they're like, "How do you pronounce your name?" He said, "Big Daddy."
What did that say to you?
He's got a lot of confidence. I hope he can back it up, and he has done that.
As somebody who watched the first two games and was around your defense all the time, how good are they?
Our defense is really good. And it starts up front. I think Akeem Hicks sets the tone. And if you're an offense, if you get through Akeem, you got to deal with Danny. If you get through Danny, you got to deal with Adrian. We've got a layered defense that swarms to the ball. I think we got some good cover corners now, and we got some guys who can compete for the ball in the air. And obviously, getting after the quarterback is something that we've done a really good job of here.
Defense hurt now. It seems like they lose a guy every week. What sort of attitude does it take to not let that slow you down?
I mean, if losing a player is going to make you down in the dumps, then the NFL isn't the place for you. One thing we're no stranger to is injury here. And as football players, it comes to no surprise that people go down every week. Obviously, Q is going to be somebody that we're going to miss having for a few weeks. But I really think we have the guys who can step up and go. And that's what separates this team, I feel like, from previous teams we've had.
Talk about the blocking on the second level. When you see on Jordan's game-winning touchdown run, you see Deontay blocking the cornerback the way that he did. You know, how do you sort of see that as a teammate?
I mean, I guess it would be the same thing if Deontay were to see us make a great catch or something. Like, you see a player like that make a block, and these guys are paid to run really fast and catch the ball. I think blocking is kind of like a tertiary, optional thing, and it's not a hobby for those receivers. They know who we have in the backfield. They know what we got up front, and they know that if we want to have success in the elite level running the ball, they need to do their part, too, and that's just what he was doing. He was doing his job.
Guys are always playing through stuff, but did you have a sense during the game what Jordan was going through?
Yeah, I did. And usually you'd be like, "Dude, go to the sideline. Like, you're not okay." But there's nobody tougher than Jordan Howard. So I just said, "If you're out here, you're out here. I love having you in the huddle." But, you know, he would go down. He would get up. They'd bring him off. He'd come back in. First down. And I feel like it just kept happening over and over again like that.
Do you have to have a certain mentality to do that? I mean, you've played through injuries, like Adam said. I mean, how do you wire yourself to go out there when you're hurt?
I guess it's just knowing that everybody's got a little bit of that. Everybody's kind of hurt. Nobody's perfect. If somebody tells you they're 100, they're lying. I'd say knowing that my job is to protect the guys on the field, and that makes it easier. It's an easier decision to make. You know, if I'm ready to go, I can go. You can play through some pain, but sometimes there's things you can't play with, and I think Jordan's threshold for that is through the roof.
And then this Thursday night turnaround, I mean, have you figured out how to master that yet in your fourth year?
I haven't mastered much of anything. I'm pretty sure of that, but I will say that I know sleep is really important this week. That's the easiest way to recover your body on a short turnaround. Got to get in the ice bath today, which will be no fun. And then just a lot of time on the film. What you can't do physically, you need to cover mentally this week. Can't burn the candle at both ends this week.
So when you guys see that happening with Jordan, here he comes again. Do you get a noticeable adrenaline shot or boost, or is it just what you're coming?
Yeah, it's, you know, they call it juice. You know, it's juice. When a guy like that walks in the huddle, you got some juice. And you look across from the huddle, and he's nodding at you, and he's looking at you, and we're all vibing off one another. That's when you know things are going to happen. It's a good feeling. I've been part of offenses here before that have been like that. But it's never been like, you know what we're going to do, and this is what we're doing. Stop it.
Yesterday.
He's tough. He's a tough dude, and he is fearless, and he is I mean, a throwback offensive lineman. He can play any number of positions on the O-line, right or left, tackle or guard. And he's done so for us on short notice. At the drop of a hat, I mean, the guy is ready to roll. We're watching film in there. I mean, the guy's just getting after it. At the end of plays, he's the last one blocking. He's the last one giving that extra shove. We love to have guys like Bradshaw.
When you get home last night, and you see kind of the reaction around the league during the anthem stuff. How do you think the NFL's players dealt with yesterday on the whole?
I think for the most part that, I didn't obviously get to see every instance of a protest or whatever you want to call it, but I think that as a league, we've done a good job of being mature and being gathered, calculated with our thoughts and our statements, because these are very important things, and it hits home with a lot of people that I work with, that I spend most of my days with. So it's something we need to take seriously. I'm proud of the guys in this locker room. I'm proud of our ownership. I'm proud of our coaching staff. For the way that we handled it.
Building upon a victory has been difficult here recently. Was there anything about yesterday's game in particular that gave you an indication that, this will be a real foundation of something here?
Well, it's a short turnaround, like we were talking about earlier, and this gives us an opportunity to capitalize. It's a short week for both of us. They played a few hours after us, so I'm thinking maybe they'll be a little, 3 hours sore. So maybe we'll have that window, there. I don't know, man. You get a win, you want to just come back and get another one. Once you get the taste of it, it's like having a bite of a nice steak, man. You don't want to give the plate back before you finish the rest of that thing. So we got to get some more bites in before we hand that bone back.
When you have a game like yesterday where there were a handful of sort of here we go again moments where there was penalties or turnovers or silly plays, what gets you over the hump as a team to finish that off and make sure that it's in that left column?
As an offensive player, I know beyond doubt that the defense is going to go out there and compete. And as defensive players, they play against us. They know what we're going to do as an offensive line and as an offensive unit. And I think that kind of gives us confidence moving forward. And, even if the sky is falling, keep swinging because you never know what's going to happen. And you saw that yesterday.
Kyle, you mentioned you're sore, which is a good thing. Good feeling to get back. What about the ankle itself?
Yeah, I mean, I was happy to be able to run around out there and sustain, almost 70 plays, I think it was. I'm not sure how many. But I'm about as sore today as I was prior to anything, surgically. So the good thing is I was able to finish, and we got to win, man. We got another chance at it this week.
Your four trips to Lambeau have been eventful. Wins and losses of all kinds. What are your favorite parts of going up there?
My favorite part about going out there is just the history. I mean, there's nowhere else that you take a bus up to play. You walk out of that tunnel, you can just feel the history. I compare it to visiting teams coming to Soldier Field for the first time, get an opportunity to see the rich history and tradition the NFL has to offer, and what better places than Green Bay and Chicago. Always a pleasure to play up there. The fans are passionate, and we travel well up there, but, you can feel the rivalry when you're up there, and it's always fun.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.